Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and joining me as always is Jordan. Today we're diving into Qualcomm's second quarter 2026 results. And wow, there's a lot to unpack here.
Absolutely, Alex. But before we jump in, let me remind our listeners, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Jordan. Now, let's talk numbers. Qualcomm delivered $10.6 billion in revenue with non-GAAP earnings per share of $2.65, hitting the high end of their guidance. But the real story here isn't just the headline numbers. It's this massive pivot toward what CEO Cristiano Amon calls agentic AI and their diversification strategy.
Right, and let's break down those business segments because they tell an interesting story. QCT, their chip business, brought in $9.1 billion, while licensing pulled in $1.4 billion. But here's what caught my attention. Automotive hit another record at $1.3 billion, up 38% year-over-year. They're now at a $5 billion annualized run rate and expect to exit fiscal 2026 above $6 billion.
That automotive growth is impressive, but I want to talk about this elephant in the room, the China handset situation. They're dealing with what they call memory industry dynamics that are causing handset OEMs, particularly in China, to be super cautious with their build plans.
Exactly. CFO Akash Palkhiwala was pretty candid about this. He said their China Android shipments are meaningfully below the scale of end consumer handset demand because OEMs are drawing down channel inventory due to memory supply issues and price increases. But here's the key. They believe third quarter will be the bottom, with sequential growth expected after that.
So basically, people are still buying phones, but manufacturers aren't ordering as many chips because they're worried about memory costs. It's like a supply chain traffic jam. But what really fascinated me was Amon's vision for where AI is heading. He's talking about this shift from basic AI inference to what he calls agentic AI, AI that can orchestrate multi-step tasks and run continuously in the background.
And this is where Qualcomm thinks they have a competitive advantage. Amon argued that agent orchestration is predominantly CPU-bound, and he claims Qualcomm has the world's best performing CPU across smartphones, PCs, auto, and soon the data center. That's a bold claim, but they're backing it up with some interesting product launches.
Speaking of bold claims, let's talk about their data center ambitions. This was probably the biggest surprise in the call. They announced they're starting shipments to a leading hyperscaler in December for a custom silicon engagement. When pressed for details, Amon was pretty tight-lipped, but called it a multi-generation engagement.
The timing on that is interesting because it suggests they've been working on this longer than many people realized. Remember, they acquired Alphawave earlier, which gives them custom ASIC capabilities. But Amon mentioned they've been talking to data center customers for several quarters even before that acquisition.
One analyst asked a great question about the competitive landscape, especially with Arm now trying to vertically integrate and NVIDIA focusing on inference. Amon's response was fascinating. He basically laid out how the AI market is evolving from training-focused to inference-focused to now this new phase of agentic experiences.
Right. And his argument is that as AI becomes more about generating demand for tokens rather than just generating the tokens themselves, you need different types of computing power. CPUs become more important for orchestration, which plays to Qualcomm's strengths. It's a compelling narrative, though obviously we'll need to see execution.
Let's talk about their other businesses quickly. IoT grew 9% year-over-year to $1.7 billion, and they're seeing traction in what they call physical AI, basically AI in robotics and industrial applications. They announced a partnership with Neura and have a design win with Figure.ai.
And then there's this wild 6G initiative. Amon talked about launching a 60-company coalition to develop 6G as an AI-native network. He sees this as a major long-term growth driver, with prototypes in 2028, first silicon in 2028, and early launches in 2029.
The 6G timeline is interesting because it shows they're thinking really long term, but investors seemed most interested in the near-term data center opportunity. When asked about margins on that hyperscaler deal, CFO Palkhiwala said it would be accretive at the operating margin level, which is encouraging.
One thing that struck me was how confident they seemed about their competitive position. When asked about Samsung, historically a challenging relationship, Aman was very bullish, saying they've reset the framework to greater than 70% share and that it's one of the most stable relationships that we have.
The Apple situation remains unchanged. They're still expecting about 20% share of new phones launching this fall, with about $2 billion in product revenue for fiscal 2027. No surprises there.
Looking at guidance, third quarter revenue is expected between $9.2 billion-$10 billion, with EPS of $2.10-$2.22. The handset business will be under pressure with QCT handset revenues around $4.9 billion, but automotive is expected to accelerate with about 50% year-over-year growth.
What's your take on the overall story here, Jordan?
I think Qualcomm is at an inflection point. The handset business faces near-term headwinds, but their diversification story is really starting to take shape. Automotive is hitting its stride, they're making moves in data center, and this whole agentic AI theme could drive upgrade cycles across multiple device categories. The June 24th Investor Day is going to be crucial for laying out their data center roadmap in detail.
Agreed. They returned $3.7 billion to shareholders this quarter, including $2.8 billion in buybacks, so they're clearly confident in their cash generation ability, even with these near-term challenges.
Before we wrap up, I want to remind everyone that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
That's a wrap on Qualcomm's second quarter 2026 earnings. The company seems to be positioning itself for a major transformation beyond just being a smartphone chip company. Whether they can execute on these ambitious plans, especially in data center and automotive, will determine if this diversification story pays off for investors.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with more AI-powered earnings analysis.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.